Investment Banking, reimagining inclusive and sustainable economic growth at Beyond the Budget 2025.
Good to hear from you this evening. I know the rain's having a bit of an impact, but some positive spin-offs. The Vaal Dam looking very, very good at the moment, over 80%. And of course, looks like we'll have a strong maize harvest as well. You'll know, obviously, you'll hear about the Competition Commission from time to time. And my presumption has always been the Competition Commission really deals with relationships between companies. In other words, are they merging? Is there going to be an impact in some way? Is one buying another? Is there a takeover? It turns out under what I suppose may be draft guidelines, the Competition Commission may also have some jurisdiction on the internal restructuring of a company. Let's find out. Ntobeko Rapoleng is a senior associate in competition law at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr. Ntobeko, good evening. I understand there's sort of some new guidelines from the Competition Commission, but what jurisdiction does the Competition Commission have on the internal arrangements or the internal restructuring of one company?
Hi, Stephen. Thank you for having me. So getting straight into it, the Competition Commission has a general jurisdiction of transactions that have an effect in South Africa. So generally speaking, any transaction that might affect market structure in a particular relevant market, the competition would have jurisdiction over. It just so happens, though, that with internal transactions, the convention is usually that those transactions would not have would not change the structure of any market. And usually, by convention, the transaction would not really consider those as part of the jurisdiction, or more accurately, transactions that are in their purview to consider. However, the guidelines sort of provide now clarity of situations where there may be internal restructuring transactions that the commission may deem worthy of being considered because they result in particular changes.
Okay, I hear the phrase transaction and I immediately presume it's between two entities, but this would be inside one entity. So would they still have jurisdiction then?
Yeah, correct. You may have an entity with multiple different firms. So A typical example of an internal restructure would be Company A, which is a parent company, and it would have two wholly owned subsidiaries, being B and C, and then it would decide for whatever reason to transfer its shareholding in B to C. In that situation, you still have a transaction between two different distinct firms, but they are still within one same group.
Okay. So the Competition Commission could, in theory, tell a business it cannot restructure in a particular way.
It's more accurate to say that the Commission would have the right to consider how that transaction would affect the market. Telling them no, I guess it's a possibility. Sure. It's within their jurisdiction, but it's sort of at the end of the game, more likely would be a consideration of looking at how that transaction would affect the market and then making a decision from there.
Has it happened before? Has it happened often? I can't recall a case.
Well, internal restructures have been considered before, but per my knowledge, I don't know of many that have been prohibited. Actually, I don't know of any that have been prohibited because generally they don't have an impact on the structure of a market and they don't affect competition in any way.
Okay. There seem to be draft guidelines that are out. Would that change the situation dramatically? Does this mark a significant shift in how the Competition Commission is interpreting the law?
Well, it's not a complete overhaul in that some of the some aspects of the guidelines are in line with the conventions that practitioners already apply now. And that's welcome clarification and confirmation from the Commission. But there are some implications of the guidelines that may change things slightly. So, for instance, the guidelines now seem to suggest that where a minority shareholder in a company, where there's an internal transaction that normally would be by convention deemed to not be notifiable, but in this particular situation, the guidelines say that where that transaction involves a change in the minority rights, regardless of the fact that the ultimate controller of the company would still be the same, the fact that the minority rights of a particular shareholder are affected may deem that transaction is notifiable. That obviously has implications for companies when they consider how they structure their companies, particularly in relation to minority shareholders who may not be part of a group, may just have control rights or particular veto rights in a company or two within the group. But because now this internal transaction would affect their rights, the guidelines as it stands deem that those transactions may be notifiable.
There are other questions, I suppose, about when a company has to tell the Competition Commission it's doing something to itself. I must say, if I were a company and I was having a restructuring, I don't know if I'd feel that I had to bother the Competition Commission with that.
Well, I suppose this is a good point for me to note that the Competition Act, as it stands, does note that a company cannot interact with itself. So if a company in and of itself, or if companies that are considered to be a single economic entity are dealing with themselves, that in and of itself, so for instance, shifts in the management of a company would not be notifiable. But when we are talking about distinct firms, even if they fall under the same group of companies, that could still be in the purview of the competition authorities.
In Tobeko, okay, it's fascinating. Thank you very much indeed. I'm really interested in how this pans out. In Tobeko Rapoleng is a senior associate in competition law at Cliff Dekker Hofmeyr.